In last week's article, I discussed gaslighting and described it as a form of psychological abuse in which a person or group causes someone to question their sanity, their memories, or their perception of reality. If you haven't read the article, What is Gaslighting? I recommend that you do that before continuing with this article. Click the link below. One of the main aims of an abuser is to avoid taking responsibility for their actions. In essence, gaslighting is a manipulation tactic that they use to divert attention away from themselves and their behaviour and place it firmly on another person or people, reapportioning blame elsewhere. Another definition that sums it up really well is misdirection. Gaslighting causes confusion. Firstly, when it comes to tackling gaslighting, as with most things, awareness is crucial. Even knowing that there is such a thing as gaslighting can make a huge difference in combating it effectively. Through dealing with narcissistic personalities from a very young age, a huge red flag for me in spotting when I'm dealing with someone, especially a narcissist, who is using gaslighting as manipulation, is when I feel confused. So, some examples. If someone makes me question my version of events that I quite clearly remember, resulting in me feeling confused and wondering if I am indeed right, that's a red flag. Another is during a discussion, when someone might bring up something from the past that was resolved a long time ago, making me feel confused as to its relevance, that's another red flag. Another one is if I share something upsetting that's happened to me or something that I've heard about with another person and they show a complete lack of empathy, making me feel confused about how they can be so unconcerned and it really not impact them at all, that's another red flag for me. So what does gaslighting look like? Well, as I mentioned in the previous article, examples of gaslighting in real life scenarios can look like, I never said that, I didn't do that. Oh, you're making it up, you're a liar, it's you that's lying. They could say, I was only joking, you just don't get my sense of humour. Or a really common one is, what about the time you did XYZ? This will likely be something completely unrelated. It's really common when the abuser thinks that they're losing an argument. Very expertly, they manage to turn the focus entirely away from them, making the victim feel like they've got to defend themselves. It's extremely manipulative. Others that I hear clients replay to me is, you're crazy, you need to see someone, you're losing it, there's something wrong with you, or my ex was just like you. Again, this is to try and shut you down. Remember that they're going to want to try to sidetrack you and divert your attention away from what they've done, misleading you using any means possible. You may find that when you don't buy into their attempt to divert you, they will jump from one of the above things to another in the hope that something will land. How to deal with it? If you recognise that someone is manipulating you using gaslighting tactics, number one, please know that it's very unlikely that you're in the wrong. These people are experts and will do anything they can to get out of taking responsibility and to turn the blame onto anyone other than themselves. Number two, it's incredibly hard to win an argument with this type of person. Remember that they have no empathy. They lie easily in a way that most people would never do. And that is why they often get away with their behaviour. Normal people, in quotation marks, can't comprehend that someone would lie so easily without remorse. Number three, stick to the facts. This is particularly important in a work-based setting. I advise people experiencing workplace bullying to keep detailed notes, emails, and any data that they can to strengthen a potential grievance. Abusers who gaslight like to lie, so keeping the facts and evidence is crucial. Number four, if they try to bring up unrelated topics, typically something that you have done a long time ago, don't get sucked into having to defend yourself. Instead, stick to the topic at hand. Number five, know when to walk away. Unfortunately, you will never win an argument with this type of person. You need to be okay with walking away with your dignity intact, no matter how tempting it may be to argue, because that is precisely what they want. Number six, go grey rock. If you can't cut contact with this person, if it's somebody that you have to see on an ongoing basis, going grey rock is the next best thing. So think of yourself as an inanimate object with no emotions that doesn't care one way or the other. If you must speak to the person, stick to facts, give away as little information as possible, and never rise to their baiting, no matter how much you want to. Number seven, tell someone. Abuse, both personally and professionally, thrives in silence. Find somebody that you trust and explain what's happening. When we tell another person, it often helps us to recognize what's happening for ourselves. Abusers count on victims not saying anything, which is often why they will isolate them. They know that others will be able to spot their abuse, and they need to stop that from happening. I see that in an awful lot of personal relationships where the abuser will isolate the person away from their family and friends. Number eight, gaslighting is abuse. If it keeps happening, you may need some professional support to help you extricate yourself away from the situation. A therapist, healthcare professional, or a coach who can help you navigate the minefield of manipulation. What I would say, a really important point on this, is to make sure that whoever you choose to help support you is trauma informed. Not all therapists or healthcare professionals and coaches are, but it's important. I appreciate that this is a very tough topic, but I know from the feedback that I've had that it resonates with so many people. So if you know someone who you think will benefit from reading this article, please feel free to share it with them. And if you haven't signed up for my... I appreciate that this is a really tough topic. But I know from the feedback that I've had that it resonates with so many people. So if you know someone who would benefit from reading this article and the other articles that I have on narcissism and bullying, please feel free to forward them to anyone that you think would find them useful. Thanks again for your support.